All right, we've got Tom Harris is going to be our first guest and is going to, and Tom's a great way to kick it off because Tom's involved in a great many things in the gardening community as a volunteer, as well as a professional, but mainly we're interested in the volunteer part. Tom, how are you doing?
So-so.
Doing so-so? Well, let's talk a little bit about
now,
you.
What's now, Tom isn't necessarily, Tom had his successful career as a university teacher and all, and most of his horticulture stuff has been largely volunteer. I think you get it's kind of a
I got ready to retire about 2 years before I retired. I saw the application for the Master Gardener program in the paper in your column, and so I figured rather than have a rocking chair retirement, I'd better do something. So I got into the Master Gardener program, and I took it seriously.
Yeah, and his wife Gay told him he had no choice there either. He had to
get out, or
he was not staying home.
But I was a teacher, and I took it seriously on the Master Gardening thing that you become a teaching branch of the Extension Service, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, and that in this community is a hotbed of volunteerism, and there's. You know, we've talked about it a lot, why it is. I think one of the main reasons is that we've got lots of military retired folks that come here, relatively young. We've got lots of spouses of professors and military folks that like to get involved in the community. But whatever it is, we've sponsored two international Master Gardener conferences here in San Antonio, and we have two of the most aggressive and active volunteer gardening groups, plus we've got lots of others. You know, we've got Botanical Gardens, Mitchell Lake, we talk about all the time, the Audubon Volunteers, Botanical Society, Master Naturalists.
We have a lot of people moving in here because it's a good place to retire.
Yeah.
And most of them are from the north, or at least not from around here, so they don't know about gardening here. This used to be a desert, so we have to garden accordingly.
Well, Tom, so how many years now? You mentioned that when you retired, you got into the Master Gardener program. And so how many years has it been?
11 years.
10, 11 years.
Yeah.
How many different projects do you figure that you've been a part of? Or maybe the better question is, which ones have you enjoyed the most?
The one I enjoyed the most was Calvin was involved in when we replanted the Alamo.
Oh, that was fun.
Tell us about that.
HEB estimated it would take us, 6 weeks to get it all replanted. So they took out all the old stuff and got the beds all ready. They bought the plants, had them delivered. We had about, 15 or 20 Master Gardeners show up and a whole bunch of kids and other high school kids and then other volunteers. We had it all done by noon the first day.
Well, and it was a little bit of an issue because all these volunteers showed up. Then afterwards, you know, we got the job done and already. Well, and it's you're trying to try to keep the Master Gardeners were going to be supervisors. But, you know, once they see plants, they see prepared soil, they just start planting.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like getting overwhelmed, you know, like finally you give up and they got the whole thing planted. And the daughters were involved, of the Texas Revolution, and so it was a wonderful project.
Oh, it was, and I heard the HEB got a little upset with us because they wanted to spend 6 weeks on it.
Oops.
Yeah, it's a limited publicity, you know.
Yeah, if the publicity ends in 6 hours rather than 6 weeks, it's sort of a problem. But any other projects that you can think of? Now, you do a lot of, you taking that teaching background. You do a lot of volunteer programs.
Oh, yeah, a lot of teaching. I go to a lot of the military bases. I teach for the continuing ed programs at the high schools, a couple of high school districts. I do a lot of teaching for the Master Gardeners yet, a lot for the gardening volunteers in South Texas.
You do My San Antonio there?
I do a gardening blog with them. Yeah. It's supposed to be a whole bunch of other people, but I'm the only one who writes for it so far.
And also you do some papers. You write some columns for some papers.
The Burning Star.
Star.
Yeah. Comes out twice a week, whether you want it to or not.
So I've got to assume that after 10 years, if you've done all this, that you found being a garden volunteer, whether with Master Gardeners or GVST or just on your own, has been pretty rewarding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's another one of those things that you can't measure, really. It's like teaching, because you never know where your influence stops. And I get calls, I get emails, I get letters and stuff from people all around from years back.
And some of them even like him.
Yeah.
You know, and say,
is that right?
Yeah. Fascinating.
So people continue to contact you and yeah, and say that
from years ago,
this is what you taught me, and it finally,
yeah,
or I just wanted, I thought of you today when I was doing blank, or what do they tell you?
Yeah, or how do I do this now?
Okay.
Or I attended this class. From there, I want to go to here. What's the next step? Blah, 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 that kind of stuff. But it's, I still think I owe it all to Calvin and Jerry. If it hadn't been for them, I wouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Now, and we're getting Jerry.
Is that placing blame or is that sharing credit?
Yeah,
no, it's sharing credit. Yeah, and Tom helped convince Jerry that volunteerism was going to work, and too, I don't know that he was convinced from the beginning.
Well, now the first time I showed up to volunteer with Jerry was out at Verstus, and I had all my white tinny runners,
yeah,
and my little trowel in hand. I've never heard the end of that.
Took a little more than that, did it?
Oh yeah. When you plant 5,000 tomato plants, you don't do it.
Yeah. We're not doing this one thing at a time here. We're moving on. Well, I'll never forget the time. And Tom, I think you may have been there. We were doing some planting. I think it was for some of Jerry's tests, and there was also some professionals, a crew there too, and the volunteers were planting up a storm, and the crew was planting. And it got to be like the, you know, the movies where you got the competing crews trying to say who's planting fastest. And, you know, and of course, the professionals were finding things wrong with the volunteers, and the volunteers were finding things wrong with it. But it was kind of an amazing process. It's just great the kind of amount of work that volunteers can do if they're having fun and learning something, too.
And probably the thing I get most out of it is I don't always do it, but I try to keep my mouth shut, my ears open, and learn a lot, because that's how I can spread the word more, you know.
What about the social aspect of it? Have you made new friends that you didn't have before?
I don't have
any friends. Tired of those people that you've met?
He didn't have any friends before. He doesn't have any now.
I don't have any now.
Oh, okay. Well,
kind of like Jerry, you know.
It's worked out well. It's a wash.
Yeah.
So for folks, a part of the purpose of this show was to kind of, there are folks out there that are looking for something to do in the new year. They've promised they're going to do more. Is there advice personally that you would give them on how to get started in volunteerism and gardening?
Just jump in feet first and get wet as quick as you can. The quicker you get into it, the more you're going to learn, the faster you're going to learn. And the more you get into it, the more you want to get into it, I think. That's what I found.
Well, you don't have to be an expert.
No.
I mean, there's room for, there's so many volunteer tasks you can do, and there's so much room for everybody.
Well, it's like the
Jerry. I mean, Jerry's people drop off, and so he has to replace them, you know, as they go.
Well, he kills them all. But I just had a senior moment. I had a great thought there in the skull.
That's okay. It happens.
And so even old people that don't have good memories can do this gardening.
There you go.
Because we always, us old people, keep a few of those young ones around to remind us,
that
you know, or whisper in your ear. Yeah.
That was
your
point.
Yeah, the next thing you were supposed to say is this and this and this.
Hey, Tom, do us a favor, too. We're talking to Tom Harris, and we're talking about volunteerism in San Antonio and the gardening community. I know you have some projects that are important to you. Do you want to give anybody information on some, like you do the square gardening and things like that?
Oh, yeah, the square foot gardening. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. It's not anything really new. It's been going on since the early 80s, but back before that we called it container gardening. It's the same kind of thing where you do intensive gardening in a heavy-duty gardening in a small space. And, yeah, I'm doing a lot of that now. And it's all raised bed gardening, so you don't have to deal with the soil that we have to live with here.
Well, you actually, you've gone, I think you introduced yourself or met Mal Bartholomew when we sponsored the International Master Gardener Conference one time, and since then you've worked with him a ton.
Yeah, I've worked with him up in, he lives in the Salt Lake City area. I went to work with him for a while up there. And then he came down here, spent the night at my house, and we had a reception for him and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I go way back, probably 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did a great presentation at the Master Gardeners on that. Everybody found that interesting. So
I'm going up to Dallas and Fort Worth and do the same thing in January.
Is that right?
And going down to somewhere down in the valley someplace to do it again down there.
So this is kind of carrying the San Antonio volunteer attitude up to those other cities.
He's expanding.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, Tom,
and I'm talking to Master Gardeners. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's not just local gardeners. It's master gardeners who want to learn more about it. But they're the old vets, you know, the old diehard vets who think it can't be done. You got to garden in 30-foot rows, and you got to deal with the soil you got, yada, yada. But square-foot gardening, you don't have to deal with any of that.
No, it was fascinating. It really was.
Oh, yeah. And it worked. That's the neat thing. It worked.
Tom, when you reach the peak of your skills and your ability to teach people, will you take on Milton as a project and see if you can teach
him?
Well,
we tried.
Yeah.
We had him in the Master Gardener program for a while.
For a while, and then certain other things like the job got in the way. So, But Tom did a great job. Well, thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
For coming down and spending some time with us.
Oh, we got to mention Tom is one of the chief authors, too, of the
GBSD. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, the Information Almanac. The 2007 Gardening Information Almanac and Gardening Calendar. Is that it?
Real close.
Gardening Calendar and Information Almanac?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's pretty close.
Okay, yeah, close enough.
Again, a lot of that see, came from Calvin and Jerry.
Yeah.
Because those calendar, those to-do lists in there by the month, that came from the old San Antonio Gardener, which goes back to...
Well, Jerry and I were having an argument. There was some information that we disputed in some publication, and we were trying to figure out whose fault it was. And Tom got called in the middle to be and luckily, and I think this, I'm not sure it was natural or on purpose, he had a memory lapse at the right time.
All right, Tom's very smart.
Plus, I'm getting old. I'm over dirt.
I'm not sure you go through a university system and don't learn how to be very political and know how to get around things and controversy. But, hey, Tom, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I sure appreciate it.